When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, hello, everyone. I am Matt Williamson at Williamson NFL. How is everyone doing this fine draft week? I am psyched. And today we are going to do my final live mock draft. We've been doing, I think I did three of them so far. I'm pretty sure. All of Pro Football Focus, doing one a week. Obviously, we're getting down to the nitty gritty here. And their board keeps changing when you run these. I don't do a ton of them, but I mean, when you run these, sometimes it's good, it's bad, whatever, which, you know, gives you a pretty good feel of what you're going to get throughout the draft. So just hit the start draft button. And the usual characters are gone. Obviously, the receivers, the quarterbacks, Bowers, Alt, Quinyon Mitchell's gone, Fashanu's gone. Leitu went. That was nice. Arnold is gone. Fuaga. DeJean. Byron Murphy. Graham Barton just went at 19. So that leaves us Jerzan Newton. Troy Fatanu, tackle from Washington, is going to be really hard for me to walk away with. Walk away from Jared Verse. Marius Mims. Adonai Mitchell. Nate Wiggins. Brian Thomas Jr. Kool-Aid, JPJ. So we got a great pal to look at. We have one trade offer. I guess I'll look at it. It's the Bucks to go from 20 to 26. No. I've been saying all along I need to put my money where my mouth is on this. If Fatanu is there at 20, you run to the podium and you put it in the card, and I just did. I mean, he is such a fun offensive lineman to watch. Even if he doesn't make the switch to right tackle and struggles, he'll be something and something good for us. Maybe even a center. I've heard people talk about that. But I am playing him at right tackle right off the bat, and I think he's going to be a star, to be very honest with you. A star. I mean, I'm not even like exaggerating. I think he's one of the best line prospects going. We are very happy he's there. Thrilled. All right, BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use promo code BLEAV, capital B-L-E-A-V, for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. All right, so of course we are back on the clock now at 51, and the best names available, we got Fatanu. I'm thrilled with that. His teammate, Jalen Polk, who I like quite a bit. Chris Jenkins from Michigan is a guy I'm really, really warming up to, and he's another one that at 51, I might just run to the podium. I think he fits the Steelers extremely well. Told you guys yesterday about TJ Tampa. Kind of a slightly watered down version of Joey Porter Jr. to me. Certainly exciting. My top safeties on the board, Jaden Hicks. Who else here is of interest? Christian Haynes, I think, can play center, but I don't know it. Malachi Corley is an impressive wide receiver here. Corner I like. Andrew Phillips is a really good player. Kingsley Suamatala, Ruquil Roro, all these guys are Xavier Worthy. We do have some trade offers. I might ignore those just to go get Chris Jenkins, to be honest with you. I mean, he's really skyrocketing up my boards. Yeah, I'm doing that. We're going to get two big physical butt kickers to set the tone for this draft. Boom, Chris Jenkins is now a Pittsburgh Steeler, and I'm thrilled about it. Okay, we are back up here at 84. Blake Fisher is a tackle I like. He's the best player on the board. Jalen McMillan, the receiver. Bernardo Green. Malik Washington's a player I like a lot. Cooper Beebe, I do think, can be a center. Taylor Demerson, the safety from Texas Tech. We talked about him yesterday. Great blitzer. Great in deep coverage. Also a slot. That's intriguing to me. My guy, Mason McCormick, the guard that I think will be, well, I know would be a center here, is also out there. But we do have three trade offers at 84. If we can go back just a few, I would consider it. But none of the teams offering are in that neighborhood, to be honest with you. They're all the way down at 103 or later. So we're going to stick and pick. I think I'm going to go with McCormick, but let me buzz through these again. Malik Washington's a guy I really, really like. And we do pick again at 98. Could we get McCormick there? I'm going to take Washington as a slot that is really dynamic, good after the catch, coming off an awesome season. Malik Washington's my pick. Hoping and praying. Yep, and he's still there. McCormick is there at 98. So I am not going to look at any of those trade offers. I was torn between the two of them. That often happens. That's not insane. Boom, McCormick is my pick at 98. So we now have a center. We got our tackle. We got a defensive lineman. And we got a slot receiver. Now, I certainly would be open to adding a big receiver, an outside receiver. We don't have a defensive back to speak of. That's problematic. You know, we're going to probably, no matter what happens this draft, you're going to have to do work in free agency post-draft to fill a couple of these needs. You know, some guys that are, you know, out there. Who's some, a lot of backs are at the top of the board. Taj Washington, we just took someone similar. Chris Abrams-Drain would probably be our answer at slot corner and maybe more. So I think that's probably where I'd like to go here. There's a linebacker I like quite a bit from Temple, Jordan McGee, but I don't think we're in that luxury position. An edge I like quite a bit from Colorado State, Muhammad Kamara. I think we're going to have to take the corner here in Abrams-Drain. And pretty happy about it. I'm not sure he'd last that long, to be very frank with you. Okay, so needs are coming together here pretty well. We have two more picks at 178 and 195. Jordan Travis, Nehemiah Pritchett, Vidal, the running back I told you about yesterday that reminds me, that I think would fit in here extremely well. Not a lot of names that I'm doing cartwheels over, though. Isaac Newton, or not Isaac Newton. He was right next to Isaac Garendo. Josh Newton. Isaac Newton wouldn't do us much good. But he's a good corner. And said, you know, we were late on our corner needs. Maybe you double down and get two of them. You know, let those guys fight it out. Johnny Dixon's another one in that mold I kind of like. Logan Lee's a player I like, but we already took the line and just don't have room for that. Tip Raymond is a tight end I told you guys about yesterday that's really interesting to me. I don't love this neighborhood, to be very honest with you. And there are trade offers. Jordan Jefferson's a lineman I like quite a bit. Let's see if we can move down a little or pick up a future pick here. I got 178. Denver's offering 203. Now, I'm not loving this area of the draft, so I'm certainly willing to say, I'll send you 198. You give me 203, which is kind of a throwaway pick, but I want something nice in terms of future picks from Denver, who I think is going to stink, to be honest with you. I think they're going to be really bad. They won't give us their fourth. They would give us their sixth. They don't have a fifth. They're not a good trade partner. I'm out of there with them. So we are looking at, I think I'm probably going to double down on the corners just because I'm not loving what's there. And I'm going to take Josh Newton from TCU. Boom. That leaves us one pick. Tyron Hopper from Missouri would be useful. Logan Lee's a little redundant on what we already have. Tip Raymond, I keep coming back to because I think that there is immense upside there. Again, this area of the draft is not that exciting. AJ Barner is another tight end. I know they don't need tight ends, folks. Trust me, I know that. But Yeah, I'm also looking at like safeties and receivers, or safeties and linebackers that would be in the mix for special team stuff. And there's one here I like, but boy, we went heavy on slot options. And that's Jalen Simpson, safety slash slot from Auburn. I'm going to take him. I like the player. So that does it for our draft. Usually I make a lot of moves. Didn't make any trades in this one, or at least I try to. But part of it's because I'm just so excited about Fatanu and Jenkins. I mean, frankly, if we were picking at like 35, I'd consider Jenkins there. So our lines got really good with two big-time prospects. After that, I don't love what we did. McCormick's going to fight for that center job. He's got a lot of upside. Malik Washington, I think, is your slot immediately, but he's a smaller guy, and we don't have an outside receiver. And then I went crazy with defensive backs at the end. Abrams Drain, Newton, Jalen Simpson. Maybe two of them hit, or you know what I mean? Like, we're going to just kind of throw a lot of darts at the problem. Hopefully at least one, I would assume at least one has, you know, is going to help with our slot stuff. You know, that would go a long way. So I like the draft. Don't adore it. Again, you're going to see McCormick on here as a guard, but he is a center, folks. Trust me. All right, over and out. That's the last one of those of the year.